Nancy Duarte helped me understand a great deal about leadership. We'll talk about that on this episode of Innova Radio.
Welcome to Innova Radio, your place to gather insight and wisdom for creating healthy organizations. Discover how to uncover defects in your organization and find ways to be a powerful force of change for your organization. Here's your host, David Phillips.
Nancy Duarte is one of my favorite authors. She is the CEO of Duarte Inc., which is the largest design firm in Silicon Valley. She's also the author of two books. Her latest book called Illuminate, Ignite Change Through Speeches, Stories, Ceremonies, and Symbols, has been on my bookshelf since the day it came out, and I have read it from cover to cover. And she's also written another book called Resonate, which came out, I think, around 2010. And she's done at least two TED Talks, or one TEDx and then one TED Talk. And she really is on the cutting edge of some leadership and communication ideas. And I want to talk to you today a little bit about how her idea through her book Resonate has impacted how I view leadership. In her book Resonate, she looked at the 200 most memorable speeches in American history. Everything from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech to the Gettysburg Address and scores of other speeches. And what she did in studying this is she began to uncover a pattern that each of the givers, speech givers or communicators, used to make their speeches and their communication so memorable. And the pattern basically started out, went this way. It started out by defining reality, and then it moved to inspiration or hope. It was, this is what is, this is what could be, this is what is, this is what could be. And it was this back and forth pattern of communication that made those speeches so memorable for the hearers and even for us today. I mean, if you think about just hearing the I Have a Dream speech from Martin Luther King, how memorable it is. There are words that, and images that are evoked and created in our mind's eye of visual imagery of what is and what could be, what is and what could be, what is and what could be. And it is incredibly inspirational to people who hear it, especially people who have felt like they are in bondage of some sort and are longing for liberation and freedom. And so she saw this pattern, and she explains it very well in her book. So what does that do with leadership? What does that have to do with leadership? And what does that have to do with how my view of leadership and what it is has changed? Leadership is primarily identity development. That's what I've come to understand. That's how I view leadership now. Leadership is the means by which, whether it's personal or organizational, it's the means by which identity is developed and executed upon. Now hang with me here for a minute, because this may become more of a stream of consciousness than anything. But we act, we function out of who we understand ourselves to be. And that is this reciprocating circular relationship of how we understand other people to view us and the stories that we tell ourselves, and those begin to it's a circular process. So if you believe people don't like you, then if that's external, external communication, because it's something outside of you communicating, or you're absorbing those communications, and you take those and you process it in such a way that that you start telling yourself stories internally as you process that inner dialogue that we all have, and we all go to on many occasions, that when you do something, people aren't going to like that, so you begin to don't do it, or if you do it, you live in fear that people won't like you, and so their response either reinforces or destroys that concept, and then you begin to make these tweaks and changes to how you act and function, because every interaction with others and the environment in which you you live, and then the stories that you tell yourself, all of that gets tweaked as events happen to you, as you process those events, as you execute or you act out on how you understand everything. All of that gets tweaked. Your identity gets tweaked because you act and live out of who you think you are. Out of who you are. Out of who you understand other people think about you. And so we act and we execute out of who we think we are. So that's the identity piece. Now, to change a behavior, and I talk about this some in my book, Holy Rewired, which you can still get as an Amazon Kindle book. But I talk about this. To change your behavior, you have to begin to understand who you are and then break some of those cycles of internal communication, among other things. But part of changing your behavior is understanding how you got to where you are. And that takes peeling back layer upon layer upon layer of life experience and processing that in a way that helps you reframe your understanding of yourself and those events, and what pain resulted from those events, and the fear that resulted from those events, and the good things that resulted from those events, and the joy that resulted from those events, and to see how all of that has come to make you who you are. Because we live and act out of our identity, and so to change behavior, you've got to peel those layers back, reprocess them, and then slowly begin to retell stories yourself, those stories, to reframe those stories, and when you do that, your understanding of yourself changes. In essence, your identity changes, and then you begin to look toward the future. And most productivity experts and most change experts talk about goals. You set goals, and one of the ways that you work to reach those goals is you begin to think what would happen if I did reach those goals. And so what you've done, or what you do in beginning to change behavior, beginning to change how you act and how you think and how you function, begin to change your identity, is you start with where you are. You start with reality. How did I get here? And then you begin to think toward the future. What happens if? What happens if I decide not to eat so much and to lose weight? How does that affect me emotionally? How does that affect me physically? How does that affect me financially? How does that affect me relationally and spiritually and in every way? And it creates movement, and it creates action. And so what I think Nancy actually put together in her book Resonate is this framework for understanding or acting on how we change behavior. And in doing so, we change our identity. Now, Kuzis and Posner in the book The Leadership Challenge talk about five characteristics of leaders. And they have researched this for 25, maybe 27 years now. And the results, the top five characteristics are always the same. They have been the same since the first day. And one of those is inspire others to act. Challenges the process is another one. Encourage the heart is another one. But inspire others to act. And it's my contention, and I have really no research to back this up. This is more of a hunch. This is more my gut. But I believe this, that the two primary drivers of organizational change and leadership are communication and credibility. Communication is the inspiration part. It is the defining part. This is who we are, and this is what we can be. And credibility is the execution part of the execution. This is I'm going to do what I said I would do. I have the experience to do what we are setting out to do. We have the capacity to do that. And so if I as a leader stand and tell you that I am going to do X, Y, and Z, and I don't do X, Y, and Z, then I lose credibility. And I lose trust. And so why should you follow someone that you don't trust, right? So it is communication and it is credibility. It is the communication part saying, this is who we are. This is how we got where we are. This is where we're going. And this is how we're going to get there. And this is, these are the challenges we're going to take, we're going to face. Here, we don't have the solution for all of those challenges. We're going to work around those challenges. But we are going to make it. And Nancy talks about in her book Illuminate five different stages of organizational change, and how communication is the key in every one of those stages. And I hope to do more podcasts on this book, but B, more importantly, get her on as a guest on the podcast. So hopefully you'll get a chance to look forward to that, maybe more into the summer. But so communication and credibility are the two primary things. And so as a leader, we stand and say, this is who we are. This is how we got here. And this is where we're going. And these are the challenges we're going to face. These are the things that we're going to endure. We don't have the answers for everything, but we're going to work through them. These are this is the path we're going to take, and we're going to do it. And I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. And I'm going to, I can do it. I can lead you there. And if you'll follow me, we'll make it. And so in that, what you're doing is you're saying, this is who we are, and this is what we could be. This is who we are, and this is what we could be. This is who we are, and this is what we could be. And to get there, we're going to have to change how we do things. We're going to have to fight through things we never thought we would fight. We're going to have to think in new ways, ways we've never thought we would have to think. We're going to have to learn to do things we never thought we would have to learn. We're going to have to make decisions that we never thought we were going to have to make. But we can do this. And if we do this, this is the outcome. This is what it looks like if we make this journey. This is what it looks like if we begin to think differently, we begin to act differently, and we begin to do things differently. And that is what a leader does. And so with that in mind, we can come back now and say that leadership is the process of either personally or organizationally, it's the process of transforming identity, of showing what could be and leaning people there. And that causes that group or that community, that person, to think differently, to act differently, to reframe events into a different understanding, to reprocess them in a way that helps either let go of things or embrace things, let go of things that are painful, or embracing things that were successful and learning from both of those. Leadership is about helping others and yourself to act differently and to become something different. And that's what happens with great leaders, with even good leaders. When a new leader takes over an organization and they begin to paint the vision, and they define reality, and they begin to inspire, saying, this is what is, and this is what could be, this is what is, this is what could be, and this is how we're going to get there, and this is the roadmap. The organization begins to change, and it becomes something different. Now, it may have some things at its core, but other things are going to change, because you can't move forward. You can't have a different outcome. You can't say this is what is, but this is what we can become without changing in it at your heart, without changing and without changing a good bit of your core. And that's what leadership does. And that's what identity is. It's how we think and function and act and do and execute. And so when a leader comes in and they paint this picture of what is and what could be, what is and what could be, the organization will change. There is resistance that will always happen, and I'm going to talk about that in an upcoming podcast, and about getting through that. But that's the first thing that we have to understand when we want to think about organizational change in what I call my ANOVA process, is that we have to define reality. We have to paint this picture of what is. And then over time, as we begin to process that and peel back those layers and uncover how we got to where we are, then we can start painting a picture of what could be. I get the opportunity to be a faculty member at a college in Kansas, Tabor College, and in one of their master's programs, and it's an entrepreneurial leadership master's, and I get to work with a guy, and so as a mentor, and I've really enjoyed that, and so we had this conversation the other night, and part of the conversation we've had in recent weeks, because he wants to move on and do doctoral work, is what kind of doctoral work does he engage in? Is it psychology? Is it business? Is it communication? Because he really wants to teach leadership. And I've talked to him, and we've discussed the fact that leadership is multidisciplinary, a multi-interdisciplinary degree, because it's part part psychology, part sociology, part communication, part business, especially if you're going to be in organizational leadership. But and so we've talked about different programs that he could go in, and I have talked to him a little more thoroughly about communication, a PhD in communication, because that's kind of my own journey. I got to do some doctoral work in communication and got into a program in communication, PhD program in communication at Alabama, and I was going to look at the organizational piece and primarily leadership in the context of communication. And so communication is so key to leadership, and it's so key to understanding who you are, both as an organization and as a person. And good leadership harnesses great communication, both verbally and visually, to lead change, to redefine who you are as an organization or as a person, and to help that organization or help that individual become a better version of themselves. And that's what Nancy Duarte taught me about leadership. Thanks for listening. And I look forward to joining you again on the next Innova Radio. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening in today. And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Powerful Insight. For more up-to-date information and tips to help you on your quest for change, head over to the website at www.wdavidphillips.com and sign up for our newsletter.